This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. An ongoing investigation by the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel has found that low-income black residents of Milwaukee are five times more likely to experience life-threatening electrical fires in their homes than anywhere else in the city. Reporters found that in spite of safety violations, property owners in Milwaukee have continued to receive federal rent assistance, putting renters in danger. Daphne Chen is a data and investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel who's been working on this electrical safety story. Daphne, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've talked to one of your colleagues on this investigation in the past. Can you remind us how concentrated this faulty wiring problem is and who is at risk from it?
Absolutely. We started looking at the issue of electrical fires, not even thinking that there was going to be so many racial disparities. But when we started analyzing the data, we found that the highest concentration is in our black and brown neighborhoods. So as an example, 53206, which is on the north side, had a rate of suspected electrical fires that was five times the average in the rest of the city. And so that's a big disparity that we wanted to dive into.
In a new piece on this, one of your big findings is that Milwaukee properties with electrical violations, reported violations, continue to receive rental assistance. So in effect, tax funding. Can you talk about how that works and why that problem isn't getting fixed despite that?
Absolutely. So, you know, rent assistance, whether it's the regular kind of rent assistance that HUD was giving out, or it's the emergency rent assistance given out during the pandemic, it's supposed to help renters, but it helps landlords too. And actually, those checks go directly to landlords. So for this latest installment, we compared rent assistance data with code violation data. And we found hundreds of thousands of dollars of rent assistance going to property owners that had electrical violations on file with the city that were outstanding at the time. And that's just in the last couple of years. And that's just with a small sample of data we were able to get through public records requests. If you look at, you know, the full amount of data, or if you look at all types of code violations, not just electrical, the numbers are going to be a lot higher.
People might hear that and say, wait a minute, these are electrical violations that have been reported to the city. Action has been ordered in these properties. Why aren't they ending up getting fixed?
Yeah, the inspection program in Milwaukee just doesn't have a lot of follow through. Landlords are given a really long time to come into compliance. Things lapse, especially if a tenant moves out or is evicted. These violations can just kind of flounder. And so in addition to that, there are a lot of state laws that make it hard to enforce code violation rules at a really strong level. So high fines, having pre-inspections before renters move into a home, those things are made really difficult by state law. And so the fact is that in Milwaukee, renter protections are just not very high.
And there's another level here. Sometimes community groups are the ones responsible for distributing, you write, that federal money. You and your colleagues talked to them. What did they say about their ability, their resources to follow up on whether the buildings that are getting this money are risky?
Yeah, so the money usually flows from the federal government to the local level. And then sometimes there are local nonprofits like Community Advocates or SDC that help officials distribute this money. But, you know, a lot of them said, we just don't do checks with this pandemic assistance money. It's just not really in their scope of work. And, you know, everybody is kind of overworked and underfunded in this area. And at the same time, there is another type of rent assistance, which is the HUD, also known as Section 8 rent assistance, that does have more regulations on it. Inspections are supposed to be done by the housing authorities. But in those cases, a lot of those inspections are really limited to what's visible. So an inspector isn't going to move a couch. They're not going to plug in an outlet tester into the outlets to make sure that the wiring is done correctly. It's just not what they do. And so this kind of problem continues to churn along.
Can you talk about some of the hazards renters in Milwaukee have faced because of unsafe wiring?
Absolutely. It's so sad because the reality is that electrical fires are more deadly than other types of fires, but they're also really preventable. And so we're talking about renters who, worst case scenario, have been trapped in fires and passed away. But even if they're lucky enough to escape with their lives, it's just a hugely traumatic event. We've talked to renters who have lost all of their belongings, been displaced, become homeless, looking for emergency housing and kind of just having to take the next thing that they can get, which may also have serious electrical problems. So it's a cycle that continues to really fall hardest on our Black and Brown neighbors. And it can be just really, really traumatizing.
And one interesting, puzzling side note here is in the communities with a lot of low-income people, there's not a lot of affordable housing. Rents aren't necessarily that much cheaper in these lower-income neighborhoods, so there may not be a place to move out to if you're worried about the wiring in your current rental.
Absolutely. It's kind of a phenomenon that housing experts have known about in Milwaukee and have been researching. The rents really don't vary much across Milwaukee, which seems counterintuitive. But it makes a lot of sense when you look at how segregated Milwaukee is, how much the housing stock is sort of aging, how few renter protections there are. And you see that there are a class of landlords who kind of specialize in people who may not have a high income, may have evictions and credit scores on their records, and can't necessarily just rent from anybody because of these things on their background. And they may have to just accept the best quality of home that they can get. There are a couple studies out there that have shown that not just in Milwaukee, but in other cities, landlords in poorer areas of town actually can make more of a profit than those in wealthier areas.
In just our last half a minute or so, what unanswered questions are you still trying to figure out here with this faulty wiring story?
We're still trying to figure out from city officials and from state officials what they think should be done. A lot of city officials have said their hands are tied by state law. But at the same time, there are housing advocates and experts who say there are solutions that can be explored, such as rent abatement programs or, strengthening inspection programs to better protect renters. So that's the next installment we're looking forward to.
Daphne, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Daphne Chen is a data investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talks about her work looking into electrical safety violations in low-income, primarily Black Milwaukee neighborhoods.